What's up, everybody? It's the Popcorn Talk, and we are Disney Movie News. Tonight, we're going to be talking about positive reviews coming out for Jungle Book, a documentary about Zootopia, and a new trailer for the BFG. So buckle your seatbelts. Here we go.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk. We talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Disney Movie News.
What's up, everybody? I'm Sarah Snitch. Like I said, this is Disney Movie News on the Popcorn Talk. You can follow along on Twitter at Popcorn Talk and on YouTube, Popcorn Talk Network. Who do I have to my left, your right?
Oh my gosh, it's so good to be back. Hey, everybody, I'm Keaton Markey. You guys can follow me all over the interwebs at Keaton Markey. And it's an all-girl panel tonight, which I'm very excited about. And
for the first time ever.
For the first time ever. Oh, it's the first time ever?
No, it's the first time ever to have you.
I see.
Hi.
Oh, yay. Who are you? Where can I find you?
My name's Chelsea. You can find me on Twitter at Carebeck and also on YouTube at Practical Folks.
Yes, if you know James, they're
James
on
has been
the
around.
Same channel. So, yeah, James has been on here. They're same channel, Practical Folks. Follow them. Subscribe. So, on to the news. There's so much news this week. It's like such a good week. But what's funny is that the first thing I put on our news list was what I thought was an April Fool's Day joke. Chelsea says it's not actually an April Fool's Day joke. Did anybody leave us in the comments if you're watching live? Did anybody else think that the Red Rose rumor that Disney is doing a Red Rose animated sequel to Snow White, did anyone else think it was an April Fool's Day joke? Because I definitely did.
I believed you when you sent like me the news, because Sarah sends like out like a list of all the news we're going to be covering the day of, and I was like, oh yeah, this seems like a legit April Fool's. That's kind of like a terrible concept. But okay.
I just believe
it's a real thing.
Yeah, I just believe any press release about live action Disney movies now. I don't question it anymore.
Is it live action?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was animated. Mm-hmm. So in this original like folklore, Snow White has a sister named Red Rose. And so this release came out saying that Disney's making a sequel, but like it's not a sequel. Like Snow White's probably not
like
gonna be in
it. Like a midquel kind of
about Red Rose. And I thought it was an April Fool's Day joke, but it ain't, I guess.
If
my
it was
bad.
About like blue lavender, then I feel like it might be an April Fool's joke.
Yeah. It's just like whatever. I vaguely remember reading about Red Rose when I was a kid, do you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, what's weird is that Snow White is like the Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, Rose Red is not her sister. Snow White and Rose Red are like different characters. They just are both Snow White. It's kind of like how Jack in different fairy tales is a different person.
Yeah.
But I think in this one, they're going to just combine both of them because it makes sense.
What is a Rose Red story? Do any of you guys know it?
I read it on Wikipedia today.
Heck yeah, Chelsea.
Tell us about Rose Red.
From what I can remember, because it's very bizarre. So Rose Red and Snow White are sisters, and one day a bear shows up to their house and is like, I'm so cold, please let me keep warm by your fire. And so they let this bear come in, and they take care of him, and they become best friends with this bear. And there's something
Baloo.
With a dwarf who is mean, and they save, I don't know, I'm glossing over a lot. They save the bear from the dwarf because the dwarf puts him in like a trap or something. And then once they save the bear turns into a prince.
I remember this.
Yeah. Oh. And so then Snow White gets to marry the bear prince, and Rose Red gets to marry the brother prince. There's a brother, I guess.
Wait.
The end.
I remember this.
There's not really a lesson or anything.
Well, it's like be nice to bears because they might turn into a hot guy.
Yeah.
It's
like the Princess and the Frog.
Yes, kind
of. Be nice
of.
To frogs because he might be a hot, like, French prince man.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Racially ambiguous prince.
Mm-hmm. He was hot. Like, he Prince Naveen, he
prince
one of the hottest
Naveen.
Princes, I think. He was gorgeous.
Agreed.
Super cartoon crush.
Yeah. No, I'm into Naveen, too. Don't worry, guys. So, Zootopia's been out for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
We all love it. We've all seen it, right?
It's great.
So good. And they released a 45-minute documentary, Making of Zootopia. And you guys can all watch it if you want. Just Google it. But Chelsea watches the whole thing.
I did.
So you can give us a review.
I did my homework for today.
She's so
I'm
prepared.
So excited. Yeah, I did watch it. It's really, really, really good.
Any highlights?
Honestly, I think kind of their rationale behind making it. They really go into what the message behind the movie is, which I found interesting. They really don't dance around the fact that it's about prejudice and bias, and they talk about kind of what they learned while making it, and it seemed like it was really emotional for everyone to make. Yeah, and I think a lot of them felt like they kind of learned a lot and learned how to communicate with other people and, like, be more considerate of how they use language. And I think one of the guys who worked on it said it kind of helped him discuss with his children issues like that. So I think that's part of why I thought it was really worth watching.
Did they talk about how it was, like, originally supposed to be a spy movie?
No. Oh. They talked about how the main character was Nick for a long time.
Yeah, it was that. And then it was, like, something about spies. Obviously not important enough to put in the documentary.
I watched the first, like, 20 minutes of it before I had to do other things, but I'm going to finish it tonight because I was so into it. And I just loved how, like, the idea kind of came from them talking about how, hey, they haven't, we love those movies from back in the day, like, where the animals wear clothes and walk upright, you know, a la Robin Hood. And Disney hasn't done one of those in a while. Like, let's think of how we could do that. And that's kind of where the seed started to grow. And I also thought it was so cool. And I love how, like, Disney animators and kind of these story people get to travel to the places to really, really immerse themselves into these animals. They all went to Africa together to kind of really look at these animals in their natural habitats and kind of get inspired. And I love how thorough Disney is when it comes to a movie. And, you know, this, I think they were working on this for 4 years, I think they said.
Yeah, like 4 or 5
years.
Yeah,
4 or 5 years.
Yeah. They're the best. That's what we got to show for them. I guess they're the best. But, yeah, I mean, we all like Zootopia so much that, like, this is basically, like, 45 more minutes of reliving Zootopia, so we should all watch it. It's 45 minutes. Come on. Did anyone watch the Pixar story? That's, like, my favorite documentary.
Mm-mm.
Oh, it's just, like, a documentary about the beginnings of Pixar. I've never felt more inspired than when I watched that. I don't know if it's still on Netflix, but that's another one for you guys. But, yeah, it's just on YouTube, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So just on YouTube, Zootopia documentary. Check it out. I'm sure you guys will all really like it. Probably what I'm most excited to talk about, though, for no reason. Did you read Road Doll when you were a kid?
I did.
Okay, because, like, Keaton hasn't. Didn't.
Really?
Leo didn't. So, like, I have no one to, like, geek out about over Road Doll.
I loved Road Doll when I was
It scared me. Like, the pictures were really creepy. I know, and I did
very,
not
like
it.
Oh, the Quentin Blake.
No.
Like,
But
everyone wasn't into falling off that ledge.
Yeah. Oh, wait, that's Chelle Silverstein, isn't it? Are you talking
Is
about
it?
That?
Maybe I'm getting it.
They look
confused.
Similar. They look the same. We're talking about Road Doll, obviously.
That's Willy Wonka, right? Road Doll?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah. BFG is a Road Doll book that Disney is adapting into a live-action movie. We haven't talked about it in a while. The last time we talked about it, there was just a teaser. Now we got the trailer. And so for those of you who haven't watched it, we're going to play it, and we're going to talk about it. So hit it.
Trailer. Play.
Here we go.
Oh,
it's so spooky so far.
It is.
I do love the little girl in this. I think she's so cute.
Well, and I do agree with her that the witching hour is more 3 a.m. than 12 a.m. because I feel like at 12 a.m. there's too many people still awake. 3 a.m. more people are asleep. So
that hand, though.
Definitely agree. Witching hour. This I love this part.
This guy in the front looks like he's not supposed to be there.
He's just, like, walked on set.
Yeah. He's just, like, a random, like, techie that just...
Yeah.
He's like, what? I'm in the shot. Bro, don't.
He's like that DP that was in the shot in Christian Bale's movie where he got mad. He's in everyone's shots.
This giant is sprightly.
You know, the giant kind of looks like Filch from Harry Potter.
Oh, my God.
Doesn't he?
Yeah. Does he have a beard, though? I don't remember.
Where am I? I'm in your house.
Giant country.
I love the kind of aesthetic of the giant world.
Yeah.
And, like, what his axe looks like. And
I can't believe they're making so many giant movies.
Yeah.
Giants are super in right now.
Giants are in. Giants are the new archers.
Oh, my. She looks like Matilda.
Yeah, she does look like Matilda. I was just thinking that.
Why did you take me?
Because I hears your lonely heart.
god.
I hear your lonely heart.
I love him already.
I was hearing all the secret whisperings of the world.
He's kind of creepy.
He is, like, you steal a little girl? Like,
I know, I have a lot of thoughts about him suddenly.
Sophie Hart.
Best actor, Mark Rylance.
Oh. Does you have a little part? Why is he so much smaller than the other giants?
He's a small, friendly giant.
Oh.
SFG.
But why? Then that's, like, false ad. But why are you calling it BFG?
Maybe they're not giants. Maybe they're, like, something.
Do you know what it kind of reminds me of? Hmm. Big Fish.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
It kind of, like, a lot of little hints to Big Fish.
So, his face creeps me out. The CGI creeps me out. It's, like, it's Polar Expressing me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, when everyone freaked out over Polar Express because it was, like, too real. It's, like, Uncanny Valley. It's freaking
Spielberg
me out.
Spielberg at it again with the creepy creeping CGI people.
Spielberg at it again with the creepy faces.
He's just, like, did the same. Yeah, it's just, like, someone's face literally with the little dots all over it. Doing it.
Who played the giant? I'm going to look it up.
Mark Rylance.
Oh, there we go.
And did either of you see Bridge of Spies?
No.
Mm-mm. This giant is just... I feel like his character in Bridge of... Like, I feel like they were on set. Steven Spielberg and Mark Rylance were on set for Bridge of Spies. And he's like, you know, I have the script. Like, can you just read the lines? Because it feels like the same kind of character. They're both kind of magical, older gentlemen with quippy advice.
I'm, like, excited, though. I'm more excited for it than I am for Jungle Book.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Y'all know I'm not excited for Jungle Book.
About it in a second. I'm so excited for Jungle Book. But
are you excited for this?
No. I don't know.
Maybe it's just because I love Roald Dahl. Yeah.
It's just like, I don't know.
You guys just don't love movies where it's a kid reacting to CGI the entire time.
Yeah. Well,
it's my favorite genre.
But like, wait, has Disney ever done a Roald Dahl movie? Like, because Charlie and the Chocolate Factory wasn't Disney.
Not Disney. No. I don't think they have.
Like, that's cool.
Well, and it's Spielberg. Like, I'm excited that it's Spielberg.
Yeah, I'm excited that it's Spielberg, too. I would like more Roald Dahl books made into movies.
Mm-hmm.
The witches.
It's always...
Oh,
for
my God,
sure.
So scary. Is
that, I thought that was happening.
Oh, my God. Maybe.
Maybe.
I need to go reread that book.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so scary.
Oh, my God.
I think Roald Dahl with tons of CGI is kind of weird, though.
Yeah,
like, I think the two best Roald Dahl movies are Matilda and Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. And those are so...
OG Willy Wonka.
OG Willy Wonka, yeah. And they don't rely so much on CGI. And
no, it's like have Henson come in and make practical effects.
Yeah, more puppets.
Big old puppet giant.
Mm-hmm.
That's my BFG.
Oh my, is Mark Rylance here?
Oh my god. I mean, I wish everything was more practical effects.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
in general.
Yeah.
It's more expensive, guys.
Yeah.
And it takes longer.
But
I know.
Like,
I know. Everybody wants it now and for cheap.
Mm-hmm.
No.
I know.
Not
you know,
me.
This is what YouTube has done to us.
But there's so many puppet shows coming out on YouTube. Anyway, if you're watching live, let us know what you if you're excited for the BFG.
Yeah, should
or,
we give
you know.
We give some shout-outs?
Oh yeah, I can't give shout-outs because I'm on my computer.
Oh,
do it,
CC Rinaldi.
Yeah.
Sending upset vibes to Sarah. Does that mean you're upset, CC? Robert of Disneyland. I really, really don't want to see Alice. I didn't like the first one.
Yeah,
Super Iron Halo. 1989 Baker. Whoa, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory was terrible. Not the... Oh, Thingamavlogs is here.
It's probably Tiff.
I'll see Alice just because of Alan Rickman. Yep, Tiff, I'm with you. I am with you all the way. Kira Ortiz. Practical Folks.
Hey.
Hi, guys.
Me.
And you.
Hey!
So thank you guys all for being in the chat. Make sure you hit the thumbs up.
Yeah, don't forget.
Hit the thumbs up now because
it's helpful for
it
us.
It only has 11 right there right now,
and like,
there's like over 50 of you watching. So everybody should click the thumbs up immediately. I already clicked it.
Yeah.
So I can't re-click it.
Click it once.
I just clicked it and unclicked it, so I had to re-click it.
Oh my goodness.
anyways, thank you all for watching. What's next on the news?
Oh, it's Marvel news. Are you ready?
Oh my god, I'm so excited.
Oh my god, do you want to intro it?
Can I just talk? There is a new photo or a new image released, official image released of Doctor Strangelove or Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strangelove.
That's a different thing.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Dr. Doctor Strange, but I'm in love. Benedict Cumberbatch, like, I am a Cumber beep all the way.
Oh, my God.
Because I will not curse on this show.
Good
but,
job.
Oh, my gosh, he... Look at him.
What's he doing with his hands?
That is classic Doctor Strange hands. He does weird things with his hands to
screenshot
do magic.
This. It's almost like Spider-Man.
Yeah,
on
you
the
guys,
side.
we all need like last week you guys
I saw the otters.
Okay. I died, so if anybody wants to like, you know, do another fun Photoshop of our faces on something.
Tiff just texted me and said, I hear you hating on Marvel already. I literally haven't said anything yet. Haven't said a thing.
We've both been sitting in quiet reverence.
I'm like down
for it. So I just got you do it, Keaton.
I was tweeting about the show, so I let you do it. I'm jazzed about this. I know nothing about Doctor Strange, but what I do think I know is that he looks way more like the comic book than most other Marvel character adaptations, which I think is cool.
Mm-hmm. Can I just say, there was a picture that was taken this week or released this week that I saw on the internet of Tom Hiddleston and Benedict Cumberbatch together in Loki and Doctor Strange costumes. And it was just everything. It was everything.
Much.
It was too much, but it was also just enough. And
It was too much, but just enough.
I whenever I'm like down now, I pull up that picture and I'm like, all is right in the world. All is right in
I'm
the
glad
world.
That you have that to help you.
You know, just, you're not into Tom Hiddleston, Loki? Come on.
I'm fine with it.
I think he's the most attractive.
He's a beautiful
Avengers
man.
I mean, I know he's not in the Avengers, but you get what I mean.
Yes,
I don't know
who
I think the most attractive Avenger is.
Who do you think? Think about it. Think about it.
Come back
or
to
Chris
me.
Evans.
We'll come
yeah,
back
I was
to
like Chris Evans, maybe. But
really?
I'm not like
Chris
really
Evans?
Into his face.
I'm
just
more into Thor.
Body.
I'm more into Thor.
I mean, Thor's face on Chris Evans' bod, please. That's
well,
my order.
Thor, you guys, we just don't get to see Thor's body very often. Look at what happens when Leo's not here. We're talking about like superhero bodies.
I'm like weirdly into Mark Ruffalo, so.
Yes!
There you go.
The Hulk!
I always say he's the most marriageable Avenger.
He is definitely marriage material.
Not if he holds
I like
that.
Love the Hulk too. I like love that whole like you gotta tame him type of situation. Not like in a weird way, just in a, like, soothing,
good night,
loving
Tori.
Way.
Tori said she's going
Hi,
to bed, so I just
good
want to
night,
say good night to
wait,
Tori.
Wait, so Chelsea, what can you tell me about Doctor Strange?
Yeah.
I can't tell you.
You told me you looked him up.
I can tell you that I never really understood the Benedict Cumberbatch appeal.
What?
Don't get mad. That means there's more of him for all of you.
And I still don't.
I you know, I kind of like the facial hair. I think
yeah.
It works. I get it. And it's he like, has a nice voice.
He does have
a wonderful voice.
Smaug voice.
Smaug. Have you seen the video of him doing?
Yes,
it's so
I can.
Great.
There's like a GIF of him on Tumblr that's like continually being posted where he's like doing the Smaug CGI, and people are like, "Oh my god, this is so sexual and great," and I'm like. No, it's not. Like, it is so not.
Is it where he's just like...
He's like...
Whoa, no.
Like, being a dragon. Being in The Hobbit. Anyway, let's move on.
If you guys do want more Doctor Strange
yes.
talk, be sure to tune in Thursday at 1:30, 2 o'clock p.m. on Popcorn Talk for Marvel Movie News,
wow.
where our own Matt Key, who looks identical to Doctor Strange,
yes,
will
he does.
Be going on at length.
You don't know Matt Key? I love Matt
no?
Key.
No? Is he single?
No, he's extremely not single.
It's unfortunate things.
He's
unfortunate
in, like,
things.
My OTP, Brittany and Matt forever. Marvel Movie News is great, and Matt is great, and he does look like
Benedict?
Many famous people. I feel like he also looks like Kylo Ren.
By the hoary hosts of Hogarth, he looks like Doctor Strange.
Yeah, he does look
He just
like
has
him.
One of those faces.
He also has, like, the facial hair.
Zach, you have a beautiful voice, too. I thought that was, like, a recording.
I know, right?
I was like, whoa!
That is the voice of doom coming through the loudspeakers.
Oh my goodness. No.
That's
the
a good
voice
thing.
Of God.
It's a good thing.
So, keeping with the non-regular Disney stuff, we got a little bit of Star Wars news this week.
Yeah.
One of my favorite characters is going to be returning in episode 8.
Who are you, Maz Kanata?
I like her too.
I love her.
Yeah.
We don't know what she will be doing, but in the bonus features, she's shown to be Force-sensitive.
But then like, they cut it out.
I know, but, like, we know. You can't give us that, and then we have to pretend it wasn't real. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I was questioning if this picture was from today, like, from this movie or, like, the previous movie, though, because who knows?
Well, it's the new guy. The new guy posted it.
What's
his name?
Oh, Ryan,
the new
Ryan
guy.
Johnson.
Not JJ?
Yeah, not JJ. The other guy.
Oh, we missed JJ.
So, yeah, they posted this photo from set where it's like Lupita's over there, right? And she's doing it, right?
Yeah,
right there.
Lupita's doing her thing.
Yeah, so it's like she's doing it.
She was just in L.A. doing the Jungle Book premiere.
Mm-hmm. She's all over the place.
And now she's, what, they're shooting this over in England?
Who knows?
I don't know.
Doing her dragon motion capture.
Yeah, I wonder
what. Yeah. I love Maz. I love her so much.
I do too.
She's the new Yoda. Sorry about it. Everyone's going to get mad at me for saying that.
I love Lupita's voice as her. It's very comforting.
Why you?
Oh, I can't wait to see her in the Jungle Book because she's the voice of the mom. And in the clip we watched last week, if you guys didn't check out last week's episode, you can watch it. There's a special clip from Jungle Book. And literally, like, I, like, started crying during the show.
We can just talk about Jungle Book a little bit now. We're not spoiling anything. No. But reviews have been coming in, and they're all really good.
I am also surprised.
Why are you so surprised?
Are we on the same level with this?
Yes. Okay, tell it me shouldn't what you think. Work. There, like, it is
too weird.
Yeah.
Comedy, drama, intense live action CGI doesn't
remake
fit.
Of old classic yeah. movie. Like, super all weird. Of those are ingredients for something that shouldn't work, but I guess it's really good. I do want to see it.
This is the thing. I could not imagine they could sign all of those phenomenal voice actors mm-hmm. and not have those people read the script and be like, yes, this is going to be a cool
I don't
thing
know. Like, Angelina Jolie was in that fish movie.
Shark Tale. Angelina Jolie is, like, so 2005.
I know, but at the time, would Keaton have been saying that about Shark Tale?
I could believe that cast.
You know,
would
I
do.
Enjoyed Shark Tale.
Osmosis Jones.
I love Osmosis Jones.
All non-Disney movies.
Oh, my God.
Disney movies, everyone.
Oh, my
God. No, I've heard people tell me that it's the best Disney live-action remake so far.
That's, whoa.
And those that are, they thoroughly okay. enjoyed it.
Cinderella has been the best, by
Cinderella
the way.
Cinderella was good.
Oh, I loved Cinderella.
It was so beautiful.
But I could see how you could get that cast to do this movie if it was a little mediocre. Because they sit in a booth and just read lines. You know?
Yeah, at the end of the credits I hear it says, like, shot in downtown L.A., the whole thing. Because it was. The whole thing is CGI. None of the backgrounds are real. I'm fine with it. Here's the thing. I think everyone should see it. I don't want anyone to maybe see a video that I'm releasing next week and be like, Sarah, you said you weren't excited for it, but now you made this video saying you're excited for it.
Sarah, everybody in the chat saying Shark Tale was the bomb.
Oh, my God. So, you guys were all like three
so,
when it came out.
Thank you. I love me some Shark Tale. Come on, the car wash.
I never saw Shark Tale. I'm sorry. I'm just like hating on it without having seen it. I think everyone should see The Jungle Book. I think just like Disney fans should do everything Disney because, you know, like be informed. You should see it. Because it's getting such good reviews, but yeah.
Well, yeah. There's a difference between being not excited and being skeptical. I think you were right to be skeptical. But.
Yes, I am. I'm really excited to see it. I am skeptical.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah.
We're gonna watch it before next week. Does it come out this weekend or next weekend?
It comes out next weekend.
Oh, so we have another week before we do our little review.
We won't talk about it next week. We'll talk about it in 2 weeks. Yeah. But I'm like, you know, whatever. I don't know. Like, it's just like every clip I see, I'm like, I don't get it. But I'll wait. I'll reserve
judgment. Well, I mean, this is kind of like the test for when they do the live action Lion King.
Oh my
next.
God. Have you heard about this, Chelsea?
Wait, is that really happening?
No.
Leo,
okay, let me ask you a question. If you could have any Disney movie have a live action remake, what would you pick?
That's hard. Come back to me later. I'm going to think about it.
All right, we'll come back to you. But let me tell you what Leo said. Lion King.
Lion King, really?
And I was like,
what?
Okay, here, you know what I'll pick? Because I just watched it and I think it's very mediocre. Brother Bear. Do it, because there's so much cool stuff to work with in that story. And, you know.
The Revenant.
Make it better.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, he said Lion King, and we were like, well, how would they do the lions? And he's like, oh, they'd just all be CGI. And I'm like, okay, if you're making a live-action remake of an animated movie and every single thing in it is CGI, that's not really a live-action remake.
Then what's the Dumbo one going to be?
I don't know. They'll probably have humans, yeah, at the circus. Yeah.
Union clowns or whatever.
That's
do you remember
so
those
terrifying.
Drug union clowns?
Oh my gosh, it's gonna
the clowns
be terrifying.
And like
Johnny Depp is gonna play all the clowns.
Oh my god, that'd be cool actually.
That would actually be kind of cool.
Now I'm terrified, but I forgot about how scary those clowns were. Oh my gosh.
Yep.
Yeah.
That one sounds like more of an April Fool's joke to me than Rose Red. I love like a Dumbo, Dumbo so Tim Burton much. Dumbo live action.
I love Dumbo so much.
I love Dumbo too. I cry every time.
Cry every time. The shortest Disney movie ever.
Is it?
Yeah. It's 63 minutes.
Oh.
Yeah. It's mm-hmm. just a little guy.
Yeah. They didn't have money.
Well, they really to make didn't it. Have money then. Yeah. It's like World War mm-hmm. happening. Mm-hmm. They were like,
eh. And then package films.
Yeah. Elephants.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Disney history, man.
Mm-hmm.
Aww.
Anyway.
But I want a live-action Pocahontas where they... Oh, my God. Speaking of Disney movie news, did anybody see yes. Melissa McCarthy do the lip-sync battle on Jimmy Fallon and sing Colors of the Wind?
Say Colors of the
Wind. Oh, my God. If you can please find that clip and pull it out. It was so funny.
It was really funny.
I do love
it. It's my favorite Disney song.
It's yeah. such a great Disney song.
While you're getting that, yeah. I guess he already has it.
Oh, you got it already?
I was like, oh my gosh. You're doing that.
You have to like go all the way to the end.
It's the last song that she does.
Oh my gosh, it's so wonderful.
Yeah, she's doing it right now.
So I'm obviously going to close.
Obviously.
With a song from the Pocahontas soundtrack.
Yes.
Obviously.
Yes. Preach. I was like, why is she wearing these glasses?
I know, right?
I'm so confused. And Jimmy has no idea what's going on. I was a little bummed because she was kind of off. Like
I know, she's not very good at lip syncing. Yeah. My cousin texted me and was like, you guys should do something like this on Thingamavlogs where you do lip sync battles. And I was like, I think it's only funny when celebrities do it.
Like, yeah, right? Like, it's like the novelty of seeing celebrities do
like,
it.
Yeah,
like, she caught them both, the honors! Oh my god!
Like, if I could get, like... celebrities on Thingamavlogs to do it, I would, but like I don't think it's as funny to have me do it.
And they just keep chucking things
at you. And you're like, oh, the glasses make sense now.
Well, especially when they poof the glitter at her and like it covers her entire face.
Oh, this song is so good.
It is so good.
I want this live action, but I want them to sing.
There was a live action Pocahontas. I mean, not Disney, obviously.
With Colin Feral.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Yes, this is what
we do. Glitter and water.
Oh. She can do no... I love her.
Yeah.
She's so great.
So good.
Oh, my gosh. If you guys ever do a lip sync battle on Thingamavlogs, please call me, because...
Yeah.
I will throw down.
Okay.
I mean, I know I'm not a celebrity, but it's like...
Yeah, I mean, like...
But I'd really get into it. I'd really get into it.
It's more like, how do we put that up on YouTube and not get in trouble?
Oh, this is true.
yeah.
But going back to the Jungle Book. The success of the Jungle Book, we heard, may lead to the making of a Disney movie that has been in the works for years.
Dun, dun, dun.
What is this?
This is the Magic Kingdom.
Oh,
Magic
Kingdom.
Like, you know
we
about
were picking
this.
You for this the entire time.
I thought you were about to drop another live-action remake.
Bomb. No, Favreau, who directed Jungle Book, has been attached to a project called the Magic Kingdom for like 6 years, and like it can't get made or hasn't been made, whatever. But they're like, maybe since this did so well, like they can finally do Magic Kingdom. And Chelsea was explaining to me what it was, because I don't understand the concept.
It sounds weird. From what I gather, and I think this is all just kind of hearsay at this point, but it sounds like it's a movie about the Magic Kingdom existing as an actual place where the characters live.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, if like, politics of the Magic Kingdom. I don't know.
I like the way you described it, where you said it's like Night at the Museum, but
yeah,
Disney.
But with Disney characters.
Yeah.
Which I'm super into that.
AKA all of our dreams come true. Like, I feel like that's if Disney fans could write a Disney movie. They'd be like, okay, it's Disneyland, and the characters live there, and stuff happens.
Yeah.
And they ride the rides at night.
Yeah.
On repeat.
Yeah.
But when you go to the parks, that's kind of what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
You know, you're going there to visit Mickey because he lives there.
Yeah, because he lives there.
Which, when you start thinking about that concept too hard, it gets really weird.
Yeah. Because, like... They can't all live there.
They can't all live there. If your movie didn't do well, you're locked up in a dungeon.
Yeah.
Like, in the castle.
Where's Brother Bear?
Or you're a long lost...
Where's Kina?
You're a long lost friend, Esmeralda.
Oh, yeah. Esmeralda.
Princess Elanui. No one knows who she is.
My name's Princess Elanui.
Elanui.
Or the Black Cauldron people.
Yeah, Princess Sailor Moon.
Yeah, the bad movies get banished to California Adventure. Yeah.
Oh, no! California Adventure is where you can drink. Is that why that's where all the bad movies are?
That's where Captain America and Spider-Man are now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. They're like, just like Mad Tea Party area. That's so weird. Mad Tea Party area. Yeah, so, I mean, I'm interested for that movie to be made. We'll see.
Kingdom Keepers, Kingdom Keepers, Kingdom Keepers.
Kingdom Keepers is a book.
That's what everybody keeps talking about.
It does sound like Kingdom Keepers.
It does.
There's a book series about these kids who, like, solve mysteries inside the Magic Kingdom. I think that's what it's about. People keep telling me to read it. They've been telling me to read it for, like, 10 years. I've never read it.
Oh, Katia Ivanov? Ivanov, she says, Kingdom Keepers, I love so much. You should, there should be a live action Lilo and Stitch from Chick Hula Girl.
That'd be crazy.
That would be cool. Mm-hmm. Stitch would terrify me. I think there's like a drawing of what Stitch, like a real Stitch would look like, and it's terrifying.
Oh, with like texture.
Yeah, look up what Stitch, like a real Stitch looks like, because it is a scary alien, and I don't like it one bit.
Oh my goodness.
Stitch scares me in cartoon form.
I love Stitch.
The Stitch.
You don't love Stitch's Great Escape?
Oh no, that's terrifying. No.
I've never been on that.
No, because I have flashbacks. I have flashbacks to what it used to be.
Alien Encounter?
No.
Yeah.
That was one of the most traumatic experiences of my life.
I don't know why people love Stitch so much. I love Stitch, but then whenever I watch Lilo and Stitch, I'm like very, very annoyed with him for like 3/4 of the movie until he like realizes he's being an a-hole.
Yeah.
I'm like, because he's like the worst. Like, she can't get him to do anything right. And she's like losing Nani her jobs like every single time. I'm like, can you stop? Like, you're the worst.
Yeah.
And then he gets okay.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I have a really hard time. I have a really hard time watching a lot of Disney movies.
For being such really a Disney fan, you do get angry at the Disney universe.
I do too. I'm guilty of this.
When things feel like unsafe to me, I just get like so upset. So like when Nani's losing her jobs, I'm just like, oh my god.
Like, you know it's going to end up fine, but it hurts to watch.
Do you?
Yeah.
How uncomfortable did you feel during Zootopia? Because there are so many times during that movie that I'm just like, oh god, no.
Well, I told like
no.
Moment of spoilers. If you haven't seen Zootopia, I don't know why you're watching the show if you haven't seen it already. Moment of spoilers. It's not that big of a spoiler. I was very stressed out for like a 15-minute period because I was like, oh my god, Nick is going to go savage. Like, it's going to happen at some point. I'm like, not ready for like that to happen. Mm-hmm. There are like moments in Disney movies I feel like they like try to always like recreate this feeling where it's just like, oh, this is hard to watch. And that felt like it. And Triton destroying Ariel's grotto is one. And Ralph destroying Vanellope's car is one.
Oh,
we're just like,
no!
You're just like, ah!
The Triton destroying Ariel's grotto, yes. Oh my gosh. I've like literally blacked that out of my memory because
so dramatic.
Being so close to my dad, like that was a big fear.
It like makes you sad and like angry and just like uncomfortable at the same time.
Yeah, all of Aladdin trusting Jafar while he's an old guy kind of makes me feel like that.
Yeah, that's a good one. I wanted to make a video where it's like top blank moments, but I don't know what the word for that is.
There's probably like a German word for
cringe,
it.
Cringe-worthy. Simba, like when
Simba talking to Uncle Scar and like being like, Uncle Scar, like just chilling with him.
But like the first time you watch it, you don't know.
No, you don't know.
I guess you know he's the villain. When Flick loses the entire stock of food.
Oh my god, my stomach just went like.
You're like, oh my god, they're all gonna get killed by those grasshoppers.
Yeah,
is it's tough to be a bug ever coming back?
No, I. Oh.
The grasshoppers were so scary.
Yeah.
I hate that thing so much.
So you're like, I'm fine with it being a preview center.
Yeah,
don't
it's
even
great.
Ever change
I don't
it.
Care how low effort the preview center thing is. It's tough to be bug scares me so much, and it smells weird.
Can we talk for a second about how Rivers of Light at the Animal Kingdom got pushed back?
We did?
Yeah.
I didn't hear about that.
Yeah. I think that's true. That's what Patrick told me.
It looks awesome, though.
What's it going to be?
No, they're like, debuting for the first time ever a nighttime show at Animal Kingdom. Animal Kingdom's never had, like, a nighttime thing. That's why it always closes at, like, 7 p.m. But they're like, we're expanding the value, and we're adding a nighttime show so that Animal Kingdom, for the first time ever, can be a full-day park. And so it's called Rivers of Light. they have so much water space there. They look like so much water. So it's like a water show, kind of like World of Color. I mean, not Fantasmic. World of Color with like water projections with like crazy animals all over them. And it was supposed to premiere really soon, but they pushed it back a little bit.
I always thought it closed at 7 because the animals had to go to bed. That's what my mom told me. That was so sad when we had to leave.
There's only one ride that has animals on.
My mom's like, the animals have to go to bed. I was like, but I don't understand. Like, I want to stay. The animals go to sleep too.
Yeah, they do.
Speaking
of animal kingdom, I promise this is on topic, but I've heard a few people say that they wished instead of Avatar Land that that area could have been Zootopia. Did I just make you all so sad? I know. That's so Think of true. What could have been.
There's like no better fit for Animal Kingdom but Zootopia. Like,
I know. What?
Why?
No.
Why
I'm sorry. You have to live with this imaginary thing forever now.
If Zootopia had been out when they made the decision, I bet they probably would have picked it. Avatar makes no sense.
It makes no sense. Why does Disney even own Avatar?
They don't.
It will
They're just like licensing it for the park.
It'll be really pretty. And there's the conservation message.
But. Yeah. They're just like, oh, God, Universal got Potter. We have to do something big. Yeah.
That Cameron, we need you.
Yeah, it is the biggest movie of all time.
Yeah. But everyone wants to come meet Jake Sully. You got to come to the park where Jake Sully actually lives.
Did not remember that was his name.
I didn't know. Who's Jake Sully?
Jake Sully. Yeah, I know Jake Sully. Oh,
yeah. Jake Sully. Yeah, got to meet all those blue people. So exciting.
I wonder if there'll be, like, giant people on stilts.
They're going to be real tall. Yeah. They got to be tall.
Yeah. The Avatar stuff at D23 things. Looked cool.
Yeah, it did look cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be fine.
Someone, Isabella, just wrote, I'm upset.
I know, because it's such a good idea.
I'm upset. That's all she wrote.
Chelsea's never coming back to the show.
No, she has such good ideas. Send it to Imagineering.
No, these are good.
Yeah.
Is there anything else?
I'm going to Disney World soon. Like next week, actually. Don't have my plane tickets, but I'm definitely going
there. Oh, wait, you're going to Florida?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I'm going to Walt Disney World Dapper Day for the first time ever.
Oh my God.
I don't know what to wear. Thanks, guys. Thanks, everyone. Yes, thanks. You made this happen. No, I'm going to run the Star Wars half marathon. Get my Coast to Coast medal. It's going to be good. Cool. And then also Dapper Day is the day before the race, so.
When do you leave?
I don't know.
I was like, are you going to be here next week?
That's a good question. Probably not.
Is Leo going to be here next week?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, he better. He better. Anyway, we had a lot of good news this week, guys.
We do.
Thanks for breaking it down. Thanks for doing research. Thanks for watching that documentary.
Thanks for filming it.
Thanks for being here for the first time ever.
All girl panel. All girl panel. All girl panel.
Girl power.
It's like the Cheetah Girls.
It's like the Spice Girls.
Or that.
It's all the girls.
Yeah.
All the girls. Anyway. I want to thank you guys all for watching. Be sure to follow the Popcorn Talk on Twitter @PopcornTalk and on YouTube @PopcornTalkNetwork. I think that's correct. And I'm Sarah Snitch. You can find me on Twitter @SarahSnitch, on YouTube @I'mSarahSnitch, and of course Thingamavlogs, where we post Disney videos every weekday.
Yes. Hi guys, thanks for watching. My name is Keaton Markey, and you can follow me all over the interwebs @KeatonMarkey.
I'm Chelsea. You can find me on Twitter @CareBeck and @PracticalFolks on YouTube.
Yay! See Drunk you guys Disney next week. Is hilarious.
Drunk Disney!
Bye, guys.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.